Hey, John, how are you doing today?
Hey, Lisa, how are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
Well, it's about 6 o'clock in the morning here because I'm in Canberra, the Australian Capital Territory area, and I'm walking in the hills. It's a beautiful morning, and I'm getting ready to do seminars in Canberra and Sydney this week.
Very
So
nice.
I got up a little bit later today. I didn't have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning as I normally do in Western
Wow.
Australia.
Well, you're welcome.
So
I'm
I just.
happy that you're traveling, so you got an extra 2 hours of sleep.
Yeah, makes a difference. But no, it's a beautiful morning, and I'm ready to talk. So, how are you?
I'm good. I'm hanging in there. I'm hanging in there. I want to tell you, and this is for everybody who was listening last week, because I know we have a lot of people following the Gabriel Method here on the show. I was working at this women's show that was here. It's a big event in the Detroit area. And I was walking, and I saw somebody, and he was selling flax seeds. And I
Yeah.
bought a bunch of flax seeds, and I've been mixing them with my yogurt, and I listened to what you told me, and I bought flaxseed bars for my omega-3s, and I was telling him all about you, and then I had a whole crowd around the table as I was telling everybody about you and the show, and like what we talk about. And I sold a whole
Yeah.
bunch of
Did you
flax seeds for him.
grind up the flax seeds when you have them, as we talked
They
about?
were already ground up for me.
Okay. Well, if they're already ground up, you have to refrigerate them because
Yep.
the oil gets rancid and gets oxidized through sunlight, heat,
Yep,
and
they're
air.
in my fridge.
And
Yep.
so they have to be refrigerated, they have to be kept in a dark place, and they only last maybe I'd say about a month in that condition. So the best thing to do is buy them whole, and it's actually cheaper to buy them whole, and then grind them up fresh.
Oh,
Another really
okay.
good source of omega-3s is chia seeds. Everybody's touting chia seeds these days. They say it's better than flax seeds. I don't agree that it's better than flax seeds. I understand what the argument is, but I don't necessarily agree with the argument. But they are also an excellent source of omega-3s. You don't have to grind them up. They look a little bit like poppy seeds. They are more
Huh.
expensive than flax seeds. But they're also a very good source.
Now, are those
So you can
probiotic?
buy
Now,
those and you can kind of sprinkle them on everything. And you know what I
well,
did this week, Lisa? Can
what?
I tell you something?
Uh-huh.
I made the best brownies. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I made the best brownies I have ever tasted in my life. And they were also the healthiest brownies I've ever had. I made them with whey protein powder, ground flax seeds, xylitol as a sweetener, organic unsweetened cocoa powder, eggs, and ricotta cheese. And
Oh.
it's protein, it's omega-3s. You can serve it with some sort of berries if you want. The taste was incredible. You could not, I brought them into the office. People couldn't stop eating them. You could not tell that they were not the best friends. I made them with my daughter, and she couldn't stop eating the batter. And the funny thing is, it's like probably one of the healthiest things she's ever eaten or I've ever gotten her to eat, and she thinks it's like a special treat. And
Oh my.
she's saying, Daddy, can I have some more brownies? I say, well, maybe after you finish your dinner, eat your dinner first. And his dinner is probably not nearly as healthy as the brownies.
Well, now on your website, you have a forum at GabrielMethod.com. We can go over to your forum. Do you have the recipe? Can you post the recipe on there for us?
I'm going to post the recipe up for those brownies. We're working on a whole bunch of new recipes, especially recipes for kids, because I'm working on a book, The Gabriel Method for Kids. And the whole idea with that is that you totally de-emphasize dieting altogether. The kid doesn't even know he's on a diet. You just focus on adding the nutrients that they're starving for. And over time, that keeps their blood sugar stable so they don't crave junk food. And that takes away the nutritional famine that causes their body to activate the fat programs. And I've got this whole range of foods now that I call super delicious, super nutritious, where kids don't even know that they're getting the healthiest food that they can, and they don't even know that they're, quote, dieting or on a program. And that's really important because when you try to put a kid on a diet, it gets into his head like there's something wrong with him or her
Right.
or that they're weak or that it's all their fault. And then for the next 30 years, they're into that diet mentality, and their self-esteem has gone down. And this way, just by adding foods that taste delicious but also have the nutrients, they're going to have more energy, more concentration, because the omega-3s really help you concentrate. The protein keeps your blood sugar stable. They're going to excel. They're going to do better in school and sports, have more self-esteem, have more energy, lose weight, and create a positive spiral without them even knowing. So in the seminar this weekend, I'm doing a seminar for kids, well, for parents, about kids. The first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to make brownies and ice cream.
Oh, I love it.
And I'm going to have people help me make the brownies and ice cream. They take 20 minutes to make. With an ice cream maker, the ice cream takes 20 minutes. The brownies take 20 minutes. The most delicious brownies and ice cream you could ever eat, and there's no sugar in them. Your blood sugar stays totally stable. You're totally nourished. It's an incredible scenario. Yeah. So
I'm so happy you're doing this cookbook.
Now, so I'm going to post a lot of different recipes from my super delicious, super nutritious as I'm doing it. And I'm also asking parents when I do the seminars to bring in their favorite recipes. And whoever has the nicest recipe is going to win the ice cream maker that I bring in. So.
Oh, my God. I love that. When are you coming back to the States?
Actually, I was asked to give a talk June 26th in New Jersey for a health, fitness, and weight loss expo to be the keynote speaker on obesity, for how to fight obesity for children. And that's June 26th. And I'll get the information on that seminar, and I'll post it on my website. But if I come in June 26th, there's a lot of other talks that I'm going to be doing once I'm in. So probably there's a good chance at the end of June I'll be in for a week or so.
See, you're trying to find your other summer, too, because now that it's fall there, you're trying to come in for our summer back to the States, aren't you?
Yeah, it's the end of summer. Yeah, I'm trying to traffic on the ability to travel all over the world these days. So, yeah.
Exactly. That's so cool. Well, listen, we're going to take a short break, John. And when we come back, we're going to talk about, which I think it's just so synchronistic that you're outside on this beautiful day. And I want to talk to you because we're on Chapter 11 and we're talking about devitalization, how that's the kiss of death for weight loss, and how vitamin D, which is what we get from our sun, is so important. And I love that, and how appropriate that you're outside right now. It's always amazing to me. So we're going to talk about that, and then we're also going to talk about your next chapter as well in the book, It Doesn't Count Unless It Enters Your Cells. I love that. So my guest, John Gabriel, please, during the break, go over to GabrielMethod.com/LisaJ. Check out John's book. It's not too late to join. It's never too late to get The Gabriel Method. An amazing book, an amazing book. This is Lisa J. Smith. More with me and John in just a moment.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries. All day long, we're devoted to your emotional, physical, and spiritual well-being. With your direct connect to the stars, Lisa J. Smith, The Dr. Pat Show, Liz Souza, Barbara Mackey, Glynis McCants, The Wake Up Call with L. Newman and Tom Force. Let us know how we're doing. 248-545-7685. Log on. NewSkyRadio.com. 24 hours a day. Your spiritual well-being is our concern. Awaken the extraordinary. Live the life you've imagined. Look up to the sky. CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com. New horizons, no boundaries.
It's been 7 hours and 15 days since you took your love away. I go out every night and sleep all day since you took your love away. Since you've been gone, I can do whatever I want. I can see whomever I choose. I can eat my dinner in a fancy restaurant, but nothing, I said nothing can take away. Thank you.
This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries.
We want tribe, y'all. We want tribe, y'all. We want tribe, y'all.
On the air now is The Lisa J. Smith Show. Call now. 248-545-SOUL. CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com.
Oh, welcome back. It's Lisa J. Smith, and you're listening to Lisa J. Now. How appropriate. You know that now is spelled one, spelled backwards. I love that. I didn't even think of that at first. But we all win when we are in our truth, and we are living our, as Oprah says, our best lives. John Gabriel is my guest, and he is here to help us do just that. You just have to be open to receive because he gives you all the information. He gives you all the tools and everything that you could possibly need. But you know what? Nobody can make you do it. You have to choose to live. And I don't mean live, but to live. Like, you have to choose you. John Gabriel, the author of The Gabriel Method, please go over to GabrielMethod.com. There's so many great forums up there, so much information. You can order his book. John's lost over 220 pounds. Again, he's just a regular guy. He did this. He's sharing how he did it with you. It makes a lot of sense. And I'm very happy to have him on the show every Monday as we continue for our weight loss challenge. Okay, John, so not a coincidence. Well, you live in Australia, and it's 6 o'clock in the morning on Tuesday there, and you're out walking and you're doing your thing, and not a coincidence that we're going to talk about this week how vitamin D and how the sun is so important to us into the weight loss, correct?
That's right. You know, every time we come back to the focus of the Gabriel Method and my approach is how to lose weight by getting your body to want to be thin. And what that really means is turning off your body's fat programs. And your fat programs, as we've talked about before, are a survival program that we all carry around that's supposed to and is designed to keep us alive during famines. And it's activated by stress, the stress of a famine. But there's other stresses that will activate this fat program. One of them, as we talked about last week, is a nutritional starvation. Right. And nutritional starvation is just like a regular famine where that will activate your fat programs, but there's many other types of starvation. Another one is being devitalized or starving for life force energy. We are essentially beings of light. We come from sunlight. Sunlight is life. Sunlight is energy. Sunlight interacts with the photosynthesis, interacts with the chlorophyll of grass and of plants. And that chlorophyll converts sunlight into protein, carbohydrates, and fats. That is what creates life. If it weren't for the fact that plants took sunlight and converted it into those three essential nutrients, the building blocks of all life, there would be no life on Earth. Then what happens is the plant gets eaten by a cow or a goat, and then we then take the goat and we slaughter the goat and or the cow, and we take the meat and it's then put into a lasagna or some sort of prepackaged frozen food that we get home, take from a supermarket, and then we microwave that and we try to eat that. There's no more life force in it.
No.
But the foods that are alive, the foods that we ate over hundreds of years ago, before we started processing foods, before we started microwaving and cooking foods, those foods all have that same life force energy in it, but that is captured sunlight. And our bodies take that life force vitality, that captured sunlight, and then it goes directly into our cells and it nourishes our cells and revitalizes us. And in today's world that we're living in, the food that we eat has no vitality. We're spending most of our time indoors in controlled environments where there's no life force vitality, and we are devitalized. And devitalization is a chronic stress that will activate the fat programs. It causes the same type of chemistry in your body as a famine, and that activates the fat programs. And the problem is we don't even know that this is an issue for us. And so we don't even know how to address it, but it's really very simple. We need sunlight. We need sunlight either to be out in the sun and interacting with the sun, or we need to be eating foods that are live and still have captured sunlight in them, like live salads, live fruits. These all have life force vitality, and we need that life force vitality. If we don't eat it, we're devitalized. And that devitalization causes all kinds of problems like inflammation, and arthritis and all different other problems that also activate the fat programs.
You know, it's interesting because
Vitamin D is really essential for turning off the fat programs. What it does is it causes your body to suppress the secretion of certain hormones called pro-inflammatory cytokines. And these pro-inflammatory cytokines activate the fat programs. So vitamin D is really essential for turning off the fat programs. We get vitamin D from sunlight and from live foods. You know, there was an interesting study that they did several years ago at a university where they found that raw food vegans, that is people that eat mostly live food, have higher vitamin D levels than anybody else. And they couldn't figure out why, because typically they thought vitamin D, the way you get vitamin D is through eating meat. And they couldn't do that, but to me, I think the reason why these raw food vegans have more vitamin D is because that same life force vitality that's in the sun is in live food. And we don't even know that there's life force in it, but there's life force in this food. And that life force also helps create the same effect that sunlight does to increase our vitamin D.
And it's funny, you know, I remember I went and I had a physical and they checked my vitamin D level. And my doctor said to me, and this was in the summertime, and he checked, he said, "Oh my God, you have the highest vitamin D level I've ever seen in anybody." But I'm in the sun. Whenever I am not working, when it's a nice day, all I am is outside. And living in Detroit, we don't get a lot of sun. So when it's right. sunny, it was in the summertime. And he said, "I'd love to do a study with you to see if like in the wintertime, what your vitamin D level is." And we didn't follow up with it. You know, I'm not going to keep going back and be his guinea pig, but it was interesting. And I eat like a lot of salads and I love that. And that's really very interesting. Also in the summertime, I'm not as hungry as I am in the wintertime,
right.
like I just, because I'm getting
right.
it from the vitamin D.
Right.
I never thought about that.
Yeah, even in the wintertime, you can get, just by making a point of eating, of whenever you can eating live food, and whenever you can getting out in the sun, just even if it's just for 15 minutes, just sit on a park bench, close your eyes, and imagine the sunlight coming into your body from your forehead and just bathing your body with sunlight. Really just welcoming the sun in, and that will energize your cells and just get vitality into your cells.
I love it. I never would have put that together with fat programs. How did you discover that?
And there's also the other thing that sunlight does on a chemical level, it's not just vitamin D, is it increases the level of melatonin in our brain, and the precursor to melatonin is a certain hormone that gets produced before melatonin gets produced. It's a precursor of it that actually does very tangibly turns off the fat programs. So sunlight is a very clear indication to your body that there's food, there's abundance, that spring is coming, all of these things. And for you over there now, spring is coming. It's a perfect opportunity to get out as much as you can into sunlight. And if nothing else, just sit on a bench, close your eyes, imagine the sunlight coming in, and communicating to your body that it is spring, that there's no longer a famine, that all, you can have all the food that you want, that your body's safe, that it's safe to let go of the weight. You can even imagine the sunlight actually melting all of the excess weight on your body and having it just melt into the earth and dissolving. And then you're sitting there in your most perfect ideal shape and just communicating to your body that that's the way you need to be now, that spring has come once and for all.
Oh, I love it. I love it, love it, love it. Now, Daphne from Colorado says she's having a hard time losing the extra 10 pounds. And when I tap into Daphne's energy, I'm tapping into her, and it just, I feel like she's teetering on not feeling safe.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you say to people who can't lose that extra 10 pounds?
Yeah. Well, it could be for several different reasons that people hold on to excess weight, as I talk about in the book. It could be from medication, chronic dehydration, nutritional famine, or mental and emotional stress. But for most people, in one way or the other, it's about safety. Either your body doesn't feel like it's safe to lose weight because you're malnourished, you're not getting the proper nourishment, so it's got to hold on to weight, or because the stress in your life is causing you want to hold on to weight, or because of boundary issues.
Yeah.
But it's always about safety, and that's why I created the CD, the visualization CD that goes with the book, because it really communicates to you when you're in a very receptive state that it's safe. It's not just most weight loss CDs focus solely on behavior modification. You walk by the store and you won't be hungry, and you'll crave healthy foods. And I talk about things like that too because it's very useful. But the bottom line is you have to feel safe. You have to feel safe losing the excess weight. A lot of times it's about boundary issues too. And when I kind of tune into Daphne, as you say, I sense a boundary issue.
Yeah, and you are right
with
on.
With boundary issues, you need to kind of, a good one to do is a visualization that you're protected, that you're safe, that you have strong boundaries. One that's really effective, what I do with people, is just imagine if you're in a situation that's uncomfortable to you, maybe your boss is over-dominating or partners dominating or a family member, a relationship, those are boundary issues. Just imagine that there's these beautiful wings that are wrapped around you and protecting you and making your boundaries much stronger and protecting you from whatever the confrontation is, for whatever the uncomfortable situation is. Imagine that you've got these wings there. And so if you imagine yourself in your perfect ideal weight and these wings are there protecting you, and allowing you to be thin and still be safe because you have that protection. Another really good form of protection is just to imagine a column of light or a cylinder of light coming up from the sky and wrapping around your body and really defining your boundaries and keeping you strong and keeping you protected from whatever the issue is. And you can imagine yourself being really thin and being in this column of light, and it's there to keep you safe from whatever's causing you to feel uncomfortable. Those two visualizations have been so incredibly effective for me in talking to people that almost instantly whatever the issue is gone, because maybe they still have the issue in their life. You know, maybe the boss is still going to be dominating, or the family member or is still going to be overly demanding or possibly even abusive, but at the same time, they're not feeling like they need the extra weight to protect them. They'll work through the issue, but they've got the wings or they've got this calm light in their body feels safe. That, okay, it doesn't need the weight. This is another form of protection.
Exactly. I love that. So, I think that's great, and I can work more with people with that. Now, do you have to run because you're out there and you're? I know that you're outside and you're hiking, because we can do the next chapter next week if you want.
It's up to you. I'm happy to talk. So.
Okay. No way, John. Between me and you, we could have like a whole, like we could take over all all of the Sky Radio. Well, let's do this, because while I have you here, I want to talk about it doesn't count unless it enters your cells, because we're kind of on a roll right now.
Okay.
So don't go anywhere. This gives you a perfect opportunity while we take a break to go to the GabrielMethod.com, GabrielMethod.com/LisaJ. John's book is available in just about every bookstore around the world. Definitely the Gabriel Method. thebrownmethod.com. Go to his website. Check it out. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about it doesn't count unless it enters your cells and what that means. This is Lisa J. Smith.
The I'm Thankful Network for inspiration, education, and collaboration. Show host and creator Sue Lundquist has the endless energy, compassion, and charisma to carry her mission. This mission of positive change and communication, while also creating a maintenance tool within a safe environment, providing a resource of knowledge through dynamic professionals in their receptive fields. Join Sue Lundquist, I'm Thankful Network, 12 to 1 Eastern, on the Sky, Tuesdays and Thursdays.
CBS Radio's The New Sky. Leave. NewSkyRadio.com. Universe to yours. This is Psychic Radio.
We know you're listening.
Log on to psychiconair.com.
Your life
reimagined.
Look up to the sky.
This is the Lisa J. Smith Show.
248-545 Soul. CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
All right, it's Lisa J. Smith with my guest, John Gabriel, the author of The Gabriel Method, who is gracious enough to be here with us every Monday on All About Me Day, which is really all about you. John is here at 4 o'clock Eastern Time to be here on Lisa J. Now to help us understand our bodies and to transform our bodies into whatever it is we want it to be. I have a question for you before we talk about It Doesn't Count Unless It Enters Your Cells, Chapter 12 of your book. Daphne, again, so she's curious because she thinks it'd be very interesting to be an intuitive nutritionist. And I think that would be interesting. Vitamin D. Do you need to eat vitamin D? Can you? Well, you do, but can you take supplements? And is that the same thing? because it made her sick.
No, I don't think supplements are going to help you as much as you know. Well, just as a general comment, I always find that what happens with food is that we totally take all of the nutrition, all of the life force, all of the vitality, all of the essence out of our food. It's stripped to something that not even bugs are going to eat, and that makes it, and that's convenient for people that produce food, because you can just take this food, take something that can sit on the shelf for months and months at a time. It's cheap to produce, but it's got no life force. It's got no living phytonutrients, no live enzymes or friendly bacteria, no life force vitality in it. And what happens is then we always make supplements of these things that we've taken out of the food. So we think we're getting a good deal because we're buying something that costs $3 a pound, a grain or crackers or whatever that's going to sit on our shelf for months and months at a time. But then we spend hundreds of dollars buying supplements.
That's a very good point.
We're not getting what we need. And every single supplement that we is something that's already in live food, already in live natural food. It's already there. One day they're going to discover that we need life force vitality, which is something that, by the way, we can't even measure right now, but we all know exists, right? I mean, there is a difference between a live body and a not live body, and that's life force vitality. But it's also in live food. One day they're going to discover that we need that life force vitality, and they're going to make a pill, a life force pill. But in the meantime, you know, rather than pay for a life force pill and pay for a vitamin D pill and pay for a phytonutrient pill and every other pill, eat the food that is exactly what our body is designed to digest and assimilate, and then you won't have those problems. You'll also save countless thousands of dollars on medical bills because those foods don't cause type 2 diabetes or obesity or bipolar disease or all the other problems that we're taking, or asthma, ADD, and all the other problems that we're taking pills for, medication for. And then how can you put a price tag on the fact that you're healthy and you're vibrant and you're clear and you're loving life and things are flowing? You can't put a price tag on that either.
Do you find that most people are afraid of being healthy, are afraid of that life force? Because I kind of tapping into this, listening to it, I really do. And I think that a lot of people are afraid of their greatness, like what they're going to do when they're thin. And not only because they don't feel safe, but they get so used to feeling like crap that they're almost afraid to feel good because then that makes them feel unsafe. So what do you say to somebody who's like, oh, I really want to do it?
You're actually bringing up a lot of issues when you ask that question, because a lot of times we're just afraid of life, period. Not just afraid of life force, we're afraid of life, period.
Right.
And the other, another thing is having everything that you want, you know, is a very intimidating prospect, because then we have nothing to complain about.
Good point, John. Yeah. Being outside serves you well. That extra 2 hours, you're just on, baby. You're just on top of it.
We spend so much time saying, "Well, if I had all this money, I'd be happy, and I'd go do this, and I'd go do that, I'd go skydiving, I'd do all these things." But the truth is, you know, maybe we're just a little bit afraid to do some of these incredible things that we really would love to do or want to do. And usually, the things that you really, really would love to do, there is a little bit of fear and excitement surrounding it, and we stop ourselves and we use excuses. Well, I'm not healthy. I don't have enough money. You know, my partner doesn't like to do it. Whatever it is, but they're just things that stop us from doing the real things that we just are yearning to experience on this planet. And so really you're bringing up a much bigger issue, and that is that we're not just afraid of life force, we're afraid of life.
Right, and that's like a really big thing. And if you're afraid of that, then your book is going to really scare some people, because your book is it strikes a nerve.
Well, I do try to encourage people to follow your heart, but I do it in a way that's very supportive, because first I say get the energy you need by eating the foods that you need. Get your body to feel safe by learning how to deal with stress and communicating to your body on the cellular level that you're safe. And then once you're having more energy and you're feeling safe, then take a chance. You know, do something that's really your heart's calling you to do. And a lot of times, when we're in life that's causing stress in every different direction, sometimes the stresses in our lives are there to remind us that we're not living the exact life that we want to live, or your best life, as you say. And so the boss that's screaming at us all the time, or the partner that's keeping us from doing different things, or the aches and pains that we feel, they're there to remind us that, hey, yeah, you're doing this every day. You're going down this life path because it makes sense, because it's safe, whatever. But is that really what you want? Is that what your heart is yearning and calling you to do? And sometimes the yearnings that we have that our heart's calling, they don't make sense. It doesn't make sense to stop doing something that's paying the bills and go do something that, like, become an artist or study photography or travel around. These things don't always make sense. But you might do that, and you meet somebody, and they discover your real talent, and the next thing you know, you're the vice president of some photography organization, and you come up with this incredible idea. You become inspired. And inspired, right, really, literally means inspired, means in spirit. It means spirit is coming into you. And spirit can only enter your body when you're calm and you're relaxed and your energy channels are open. And you're never like that when you're in a state of chronic stress, because when you're in a state of chronic stress, you're closed and your energy channels are closed. And spirit, your essence can't really enter. But when you follow your heart, you become more open. When you're doing that activity that you're yearning to do, you become more open, you become more creative, your energy channels open up, and you literally become inspired. And that inspiration may be an idea that's going to change the world. It's going to not only change your life, but it will change the world. And so then everything starts to flow in your life because you're living the life that you're meant to be living. And the world is benefiting from it. Everyone's benefiting, but it just didn't make sense. So we keep ourselves from it. We prevent ourselves, and we stay more and more closed. And that close keeps us in a situation that's not what we're meant to be doing. And we're fighting with everybody, and everyone's there to remind us that this is not your life. And they're screaming, and you're uncomfortable, and you don't like to go to work, and you're having aches and pains, and you're using food as a buffer or as comfort, and you're gaining weight, and you're feeling tired, and you're protecting yourself from life, and you're protecting yourself from life, and you're protecting yourself from life. And then there's no life all of a sudden.
And what's funny about that, and then we're going to wrap up, but what's funny about this is, funny, haha, no, but ironic, synchronistic.
Ironic.
All my callers today, we have been talking about feeling blocked, not feeling alive. I mean, it's just too crazy that this is what we've been talking about. Tapping into your creativity, being inspired, and it's absolutely amazing. And it's just that you just tapped into that. This is what I've been saying people needed to hear today. So it's just amazing that you tapped into that. Okay, well, listen, we didn't get to it doesn't count unless it enters your cells. Do you want to stay on the line and get back to that as soon as we get back?
Okay,
so let's do that, because we went off. But, you know, in any of this information, we're going out of the book. I mean, you can get this book, but what John's saying, and just so you know, these shows are all podcasted too. Paul will have all these podcasted by tomorrow, so you can go and you can re-listen to them. And because, John, I don't know if you will even know what you just said, because sometimes we say things and we don't remember because we're so in the flow. But that was so powerful that I'm going to go back and listen to it. So thank you for allowing spirit in you and using you to spread that message, because I think there's an awful lot of people that needed to hear what you had to say. So we're going to come back. We're just going to tap into it doesn't count unless it enters your cells. Definitely go over to GabrielMethod.com, and I don't know what to say other than it's quite a gift. This is Lisa J.
Join Mystic Radio with Rob and Alexis Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern and 12 noon Pacific for your free on-air readings right here on The Sky. Founder of Metaphysical Mothering, Robin will answer your metaphysical questions, and she'll channel such spirits as Michael Jackson and Mary Magdalene. Listen and call in Wednesdays, 3 p.m. Eastern Time and noon Pacific for your free on-air readings right here on The Sky. And check out Robin's Soul Spa at robinalexis.com.
Sometimes when this place gets kind of empty, sound of their breath fades with the light. I think about the loveless fascination
under the Milky Way tonight. Lower the curtain down in Memphis. Lower the curtain down on I got no time for private consultation under the Milky Way tonight. Wish I knew what you were looking for. Might have known what you would find. And it's something something shimmering and white. It leads you here, despite your destination, under the Milky Way tonight. Wish I knew what you
life
reimagined.
Look up to the sky.
This is the Lisa J. Smith Show.
248-545 Soul. CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Believe. NewSkyRadio.com.
Oh, what an appropriate song for right now. Freedom, why John Gabriel is here on the show, the author of the Gabriel Method. Revolutionary diet free, which is like the two greatest words ever, diet free, way to totally transform your body. And John, I say not only are you transforming your body, you're transforming your mind, and your mind is transforming your body. And then together, the mind, body, soul can work fluid. And it's just amazing. So go over to GabrielMethod.com. John has great forms on there, recipes. Thousands and thousands of support people there to help you from all around the world. It is a great network that if you are not taking advantage of this book, The Gabriel Method, that you can get in paperback here in the United States for $15, you can get on the forum. You can go to GabrielMethod.com/Lisa J. He gave us the password to the visualization, which is a very, very big component of this whole thing. The word is heart, H-E-A-R-T. For $15, if you are not willing to do the work, then I don't know what to tell you. How about that, John? I want to talk to you before we have to go about it doesn't count unless it enters your cells. What does that mean?
Yeah. What it means is that when we eat food, we just assume that we're going to digest it, we're going to assimilate it, we're going to be able to use it. But there's a whole process involved in that. You know, when the food gets into our body, our body then has to break it down into the nutrients that it's supposed to have. We talk about the life force, but it's supposed to break it down into its component parts of carbohydrates, fats, proteins, and all kinds of different other nutrients. Those nutrients are then supposed to go into our bloodstream, pass through our stomach, go into our bloodstream, and then actually enter the cells of your body. And once it enters the cells of your body and is being used for your metabolic process, that's when you're being benefited. But if it doesn't enter the cells of your body, you're still starving. And then if you're still starving, you're in a type of nutritional famine that's activating the fat program. So this is just another layer of how you can be activating your fat programs, even if you're on the most perfect diet in the world, or you're counting calories and you're getting all the nutrients you need and all this stuff, if you're not digesting and assimilating it, your fat programs are still going to be on. You're still going to stay hungry. Your metabolism's still going to be slow. Your body's still going to want to hold on to weight. And we talked about before, you know, with the situation with your gallbladder, and I've talked to other people where they say my appendix was taken out. These types of things interfere with your ability to digest and assimilate nutrients. And the foods that we eat today, as opposed to the live foods that I talked about, you know, just a few minutes ago, the foods that we eat today that are stripped of all the nutrients, they're also stripped of the components that are used to aid us in digestion, such as digestive enzymes and friendly bacteria. And these things are supposed to be in our stomach when we eat the food, and they're supposed to be in the food themselves, and the combination of the two helps us do the digesting and assimilating. But because the food doesn't have the friendly bacteria and the digestive enzymes that it's supposed to have, and because we take drugs like antibiotics, which kill the friendly bacteria in our stomach, and we drink water with chlorine, which also kills the friendly bacteria, our stomach loses all of those different components that we need for digestion. And then what happens is our stomach gets populated with unfriendly bacteria that can live in a hostile environment. And this unfriendly bacteria lives off of sugar and bread. And so we get these sugar and bread cravings, not because we need to nourish our body, but simply because we're hosting a whole range of unfriendly bacteria, and we're feeding them.
Oh. Oh.
And that's what's happening. So in order to reverse this scenario, not only adding the foods, and I talk about adding, don't turn it into a diet. Yeah, it would be great if diets worked, but we all know they don't. So add, you know, eat the foods you're craving for, but add live foods, add salads, add foods that have real digestive enzymes and friendly bacteria, such as fermented foods, yogurts, brewer's yeast or nutritional yeast,
right.
Fermented soy. I don't like soy products unless they're fermented. Once they're fermented, all the problems go out of it. So fermented soy products like tamari and miso soup are also pretty, and tempeh are beneficial, but adding, also taking a probiotics, which is a friendly bacteria supplement, and digestive enzymes, those are probably the only supplements I really recommend. Fish oils, which you talked about, but also probiotics and digestive enzymes help repopulate your stomach with friendly bacteria so that you can redigest and assimilate your nutrients more effectively, so that the food you're eating is nourishing your body the best it possibly can, and then you're just simply craving less food.
Yeah, because I'll tell you,
getting really excited about what I'm saying here.
No, you're right on. And I'm going to tell you, ever since I had my gallbladder out, it's been about, I think it was a month this week, I feel like I've just blown up. I just can't eat enough. Like, and I talked to you about bread and sugar, and I was doing so great, probably because I was sick, too, on top of it. I couldn't eat anything. So I went from not being able to eat anything to just craving bread and sugar, and now I'm just feeling like a big mess. I've all bloated and achy and ugh. It's not good.
Do you remember we talked about getting certain probiotics and digestive enzymes?
Yeah. I'm going to talk to you privately about that too, because I'm going to have to get it, because I just feel it's just the oddest feeling. And I, you know, I was like, oh, you don't need your gallbladder. I'm thinking, yeah, you do. You need everything for something.
Your gallbladder. I mean, okay, you know, we'll work around it, but there's more components to it. It's not just the fact that you need it for digestion and assimilation, but it's a part of you. And so we have to re-assimilate that consciousness back in.
And people don't get that.
So what we have to do, Lisa, is we have to re-assimilate that consciousness back into your body.
Right, yeah, there's a lot going on. There is a lot going on, for sure, for sure. Well, John, you are awesome, and you're so passionate about what you do, because it's just so right on, and it's so great. And I'm really excited, because next week we're going to talk about other forms of starvation, starving for water, which I think is important. We're going to talk about sleep apnea, starving for sleep and oxygen. I think that's very important. And we're going to talk about fat and toxins. And this book, you really just have to get it. We're going to go all the way up to the next part of the book, Positive Forces That Make Your Body Want to Be Thin. So lots more to talk about with John Gabriel. Israel gives you a whole week to go listen to all the podcasts. We have them all podcasted every week that John has been here. Also, go over to GabrielMethod.com. His link is all over my page on CBS. He created a page just for you called GabrielMethod.com/LisaJ. And the password is heart, H-E-A-R-T. Go over there. Check it out. John, have a wonderful, wonderful week. I'm going to be calling you this week for sure. And definitely please get the Gabriel Method. I've told all my friends. I was just talking to my friends about it this weekend. Everybody at this women's show, I was talking. I could be like your PR person. So now if we can just get my body right, we'll be all set.
All right. I'm looking forward to talking to you, Lisa.
I know. Me too, John. Well, you have a safe and wonderful trip, and we will talk to you soon. We're going to go up to the spiritual news now. But this is Lisa J. Smith, and the rest of the time that I am here for you, the next hour, it's just to take your calls, to give you messages from spirit, to help you understand love, career, relationships, to help you connect with the other side, and to give you a different perspective on things. So definitely now is the time. Start calling in. We only have an hour together, and I definitely want to make sure that I talk to as many of you as I can. 248-545-SOUL, 248-545-7685.